Hello and welcome to the Multimedia Men podcast number 30. Damn! 30! 30 weeks with you people. Always 30.
Every single time, Ryan.
We're getting a divorce.
It's like by the end of the day, he's like, ugh.
Please get out of my house.
So, I'm Brian Kluger. I'm with Adam Conway.
These aren't the droids you're looking for.
Gwen Reyes.
The schnozberries taste like schnozberries.
Andrew Conway.
Is that a thing we're doing?
that from a movie?
Gotti Elcon, too.
Where are we?
and that's Brian Kluger.
And I'm Brian Kluger.
Who?
No quote?
And that's my story. I'm sticking to it.
Kluger? Groovy? That's my quote. So, since it's 30 weeks, we thought we'd do something fun and exciting for you guys. I came up with 30 questions.
Our own 30 for 30.
Questions too, just so you know.
Yeah, I know. I like to ask these in my interviews.
I like that there's nothing about snacks on here.
When you get
no, I didn't cater it to you this time.
What's difficult?
What's your favorite Insane Clown Posse song?
I should put that on there. That's 31. Name an Insane Clown Posse song and quote
it. Talk about Insane Clown Posse. I want snacks.
I gave you brownies.
That's true.
Full of Nutella.
So good.
So you owe me.
Nutella and a brownie?
Owe me an Insane Clown Posse song.
I didn't know that brownies came with IOUs.
You just said yourself. You
brownies
said, feed me snacks and I'll do it. So that's like, I fed
you snacks
earlier.
When they always come with a price.
Yeah, Jesus. It's like magic.
Balls. Yes. So,
and PCP.
We're going to give you a little insight into each of our lives with these 30 questions. Some of them are a little risque and a little fun, a little personal. But we're all family here. We've all seen each other naked.
I've only answered half of them, just so you know.
You're going to answer all of them. So we're going to go around. We're going to talk about these fun things for you guys. And there's going to be a lot of laughs, hopefully.
And we should be kind of rapid fire just because there's a lot.
There's a lot of questions. We did 30 questions for 30 weeks, so it'll be fun. So
I have a 1,000-word essay on one of them, just so you know.
Sounds good. So I'll start.
First one.
I'll start out. The first question was, what was your first rated R movie you've seen? And mine is Aliens. I saw it. My parents brought me to Aliens. That was my first rated R movie. And a little side story about that. That night I saw the movie, I came home and I was in my bed. My dad put on my mother's pantyhose on top of his head, crawled on the floor, and scared the shit out of me.
That is horrifying.
It was amazing. It changed my life. I was like, yes, I want to do this.
He was only wearing pantyhose?
Well, no, he had a full clothes. We put pantyhose over his head and like the tentacles.
That's pretty scary.
It was pretty good.
That's for this.
So that's Aliens was mine. Gotti, what was your first rated R movie?
It wasn't as cool a story as that, but asshole balls of your dad. I guess we were 12, three friends, we got a girl to act as our guardian to get us in to see The Hand That Rocks the Cradle. That movie was way too sexy for our fucking minds. We all left going, what the hell did we just witness? We do not want to have sex. And that quickly changed, but that was an experience.
It's really changed when you got home and you just thought about Rebecca in the morning.
That was a dark ass film, but yeah, we randomly got this like 23-year-old chick to act as our sister. She was literally standing in front of us in line.
And she was like, what?
And she was hot, so we were like, one of us, you ask, no, you ask, no.
And she's like, what, boys?
Excuse me, lady. And she's like, yeah, I guess so, whatever. You guys are paying your own tickets? Yeah, here's the money.
So it changed your life.
Wow. Changed our life.
All right, Andrew, your first rated R movie.
The first one I can remember, I remember sneaking into Seven.
Seven?
Man, that's a hard. How old are you?
I was 15.
All right.
So it wasn't too bad.
So you saw an R-rated movie like almost when you were supposed to see an R-rated movie.
I probably saw one before that, but that's the one I remember. I remember like being dropped off to go see some, I don't remember what it was, but I stuck into Seven and I sat too close to a speaker and actually blew out my ear. That's where I blew my ear out was in Seven because the score screwed
so
me
good.
Up.
So good. Good stuff. Gwen.
Yeah.
Gwen, first rated R movie.
So I went with my first radar movie that I saw as by myself without my parents and legal guardianship. Because I remember seeing Glory in the theaters as a small child because my parents were cheap and didn't like to get babysitters. And I woke up in the amputation scene.
Did you love black
people?
I love black people.
But the first radar movie I saw at, like, going and buying my own ticket and seeing was Scream.
Mm.
And it remains one of my favorite movies, and I saw it 7 times in the theater.
Wow.
The moment they stabbed
Drew
Barrymore.
So you were like 38 when that came out.
Wow. Wow.
By herself. By herself.
Am I 70 now? I look amazing.
First time her parents let her go. But
yep.
Good stuff. Sweet. Yeah. And Adam, first rated R movie.
I think on... first one I saw was on television was Exorcist.
Was it a TV movie?
I think it was edited for content, which is hilarious.
Oh, so you didn't get the "Let Jesus fuck you"
scene. And her raping herself with the cross.
That was that scene, yeah.
But I think the one I remember, the first R-rated movie I remember going to the theaters was Dances with Wolves.
Was there anything
kind of
in that?
Boring?
There was nudity and there was a lot of scalping.
Okay, that's right.
So it was a boring R-rated movie, but yes, that's the one I remember.
Quite an emotional one too.
I think I fell asleep in that movie.
That one, like all the Oscars,
like 3 hours.
It's so long.
That was my introduction to Kevin Costner.
Don't go. All right, moving on to question number 2.
Retired.
What is your favorite scene from a movie? Mine is Bruce Campbell giving his speech in Army of Darkness
of
to all the medieval people. This is my boomstick. That's mine. It's
good.
Perfect. What's yours, Gotti?
So can I have a tie? Is that okay?
Yeah, fine.
Two scenes. Okay, so the first one, Shawshank Redemption, where Morgan Freeman's sitting down and they're sitting against the wall, and Morgan Freeman's talking about living, and he's talking about dying.
The hope.
You got to get busy.
Got to get busy.
Dying or got to get busy living.
Hope will set you free.
Exactly.
Yeah.
And then it pans up and goes over the jail wall out, and it's that epic shot that's in the middle of the film.
So that's my
Deacon's pullback shot, one of the greatest shots ever. Love that scene. Watch that in a million years.
What's your...
Number 2 scene is from Son of a Woman. Is Al Pacino freaking out because he wants to kill himself. And Chris O'Donnell comes in and he's like, "I'm in the dark!" That scene
is
quite possibly one of the most jarring things. And if I had to have like a motivational reel in my mind whenever to do something, that always plays.
It's good stuff.
Yeah.
It's a great movie. All right. Andrew, favorite scene from a movie?
I actually had a tie as well. One was when we see a verbal leave, and we find out he's Kaiser Soze.
That's pretty amazing.
Is that Lynch that goes away?
I didn't know that, guys. Thanks for ruining the movie.
Fucking
asshole. Suspects. And then my other one is also from Shawshank. It's when we actually see how Andy Dufresne escapes prison.
Oh, my God.
Oh,
I was going to say that's
my
one of my favorite.
Shawshank mentions here.
Yeah.
I'm going to say Shawshank now because
two Shawshank.
It's funny to see.
All right, Gwen, favorite scene in the movie?
So my scene is from a little film that we've talked a lot about today called Royal Tenenbaums.
Mm-hmm.
When Richie is sitting there shaving, and Eagle in the Hay is playing over it, and he's like, "Tomorrow is the day I'm going to kill myself," and then flashes.
It's a hardcore scene.
That is one scene that I will watch on YouTube. I get sad, and I'll watch that scene on YouTube. Like, it's such a powerful
scene. Man, my scene was just... ridiculous.
Yeah,
that's like Braveheart type.
Mine's a good
one. I thought it was a
funny one, and then an opening scene is what I have. So
quickly,
do three.
Are you done?
That's
two.
That's heartbreaking.
Serious, the scene where the chief kills McMurphy or Murphy in One Flew Over the Cuckoo's Nest, and then breaks
the end of the movie. Yeah.
Right, breaks free of the prison.
Such a sad.
Yeah.
That is my serious one. Non-serious is the underwater bar fight in Top Secret.
Wow.
Top Secret gets mentioned?
Yes. it's so ridiculous and hilarious.
That's so good.
And then opening scene, Naked Gun opening scene, where he's driving through everywhere.
Yeah, they do that in all of them. I like that.
So memorable.
That is good. All right, question number 3. What is your most thrilling musical experience? Music experience. Mine had to be when I saw John Williams.
ICP. ICP, son of a bitch.
No, not ICP. It was when I saw John Williams in the orchestra.
On the can in the bathroom?
Tuning up.
Whoa.
And starting to play like little bits from each song as they were tuning up, man.
That's
awesome. It
was
awesome.
Just
that's like,
cool.
Fuck, I loved that.
That's so cool.
That was my most thrilling music experience.
Do you?
What about you?
Mine is ACL 09. Standing in the mud. It was the Epic Mud Bowl. Pearl Jam was the closing band. And it was standing in one spot with my then-girlfriend, smoking a big, giant blunt that I had rolled before.
A big doobie?
On the one to our left was the end of Dave Grohl and Josh Homme and what are they called? Them Crooked Vultures ended their set. The Dead Weather come
it's
out
Tommy,
with Jack
by
White.
The way.
Huh?
I learned that his last name was pronounced Hami.
Hami, whatever.
Isn't that weird?
That pothead
super
is not
weird.
It's not named Hami. He's such a liar. The Dead Weather come out with Jack White and that hot chick, tear it up, and then another 30 minutes, and then Pearl Jam, epic concert. He comes out and fucking, he
nails
dives
it
into the mud, and we're all in the same spot, because the Mud Bowl had created like an uneven surface, so people were sinking. And we had, like, these big rain boots on, just kind of holding each other in the same spot for 5 hours. Went through 4 blunts and a lot of fucking water.
Wow.
And it was experience.
Did you just pee there?
Heaven. Yeah, we didn't move, so there might have been some pain. But that just made it
that
funner.
That sounds horrible.
No, I think we did bathroom break, like, once, right before.
There was a hole next to them.
We just peed on the dude next to us. He was cool with it.
Oh my God.
But seeing Pearl Jam do the Mud Bowl, they went on an extra 30 minutes because of the mud. They, like, their second encore, they were like, because you guys have been standing on this fucking hellhole, we'll keep going. And it was amazing.
Cool. Eddie's got your back.
All right, Andrew.
My most thrilling music experience was one of my first concerts I remember. It was back in 1996. It was
in Vogue.
Smashing Pumpkins, Melancholy and Infinite Sadness Tour.
That's awesome.
Yeah, that was a
it was one of my first concerts.
Where was that at?
Austin.
Nice.
My older brother took us. And yeah, it was ridiculous.
I don't remember that.
Where in Austin?
That's pretty cool.
Down the close theater.
Yeah, I know.
Very cool.
But it was ridiculous. I just remember. Yeah.
When they came here, I think they played at Starplex.
Yeah, yeah.
I think so.
In the early
for that
90s.
Show. Yeah.
That was Glenn, most thrilling music experience.
My most thrilling music experience was when I was a senior in college and I was working for the radio station and I saw a little gypsy punk band called Gogol Modelo at
Maroon 5, of course.
A shithole brewery in Charlottesville, Virginia that was two floors. And this band comes out with this bigger than life personality. And at one point, they're crazy lead singer, and he has like these girls that just do like drum. Like they have one of the big standing drums and just fucking go it. They actually sent the drum out into the audience and stuck her on it, and she just like traveled across the audience, like banging the shit out of this drum. And it was like a 3-hour show. We ended up leaving early because we had to go, we'd drive back an hour and a half to get back to school, but it was an amazing concert.
It's awesome, huh?
Yeah. Amazing show.
Life changer.
And then I thought that the floor was going to collapse because it was like 2 levels I could feel it shaking. Gypsy punk.
All right, Adam, most thrilling music of the
time? I was backstage at Aerosmith concert here in Dallas. My friend got like backstage passes. It was really crazy because like, for one, there's all these girls in the front row. You can see them like flashing the band and then they were pointing at them and having the security guys bring them backstage, which was
you
really...
You were one of them.
I already got there.
I was
going to
say, was Adam a flipper?
Yeah.
But then
also it was weird because I guess during a break, well, the bassist came over and handed everyone some his fake fingers he was wearing to play the bass, which was ridiculous because I didn't know that they had fake fingers for playing the bass. But
they didn't want
to
cut their
fingers. Yeah, calluses. Yeah. You know, calluses.
So he handed them to everyone.
Sweet.
Is that like a finger condom? Like,
no,
usually.
No, they were actually, they looked like fingers.
Oh.
And they were actually like hard.
No.
Those were actually sculptures of his penis.
Yeah, seriously.
Yeah. Speaking of penis, the drummer was wearing really uncomfortable spandex, and you could see everything.
Oh,
that's how they roll.
Like
so it was a great concert.
Sounds great.
All right. He's got a gun.
Question number 4. Using a movie title, describe your sex life. I'm going to say Deep Impact, but I'm going to go with Harry and the Hendersons because I'm pretty hairy.
That was given to you by others.
Correct. That is true. But yeah, deep impact. I'm going, Adam.
Good morning. Dazed and confused.
I love it. High five. Gwen?
I hope to.
Okay.
I'm going to say Wet Hot American Summer or Let Me In.
Just let me
let the right one. It's not supposed to, let the right one in. The sequel. That's your two
things. Go ahead.
I want you inside me. Let me in.
All right. Crazy. Use a movie title. Describe your sex life, Andrew.
I actually had let the right one in down, but I also have Rocky.
Rocky. So I mean, like Rocky relationship, or like strong as a rock.
Rocky 3.
Rocky 3. Good stuff. Gotti, describe your sex life using a movie title.
Inception.
Never mind.
You just sit there and say,
that's why I don't possibly buy planes. I don't want to get inception.
Good stuff.
Best question of the 30. Go ahead and say it.
All right. The best.
Okay, what is difficult for you?
I'll go.
You'll go first? Okay, you go first.
And nothing.
All right.
How about that?
Nothing.
How about that, motherfucker?
All right. I'll go next. There's lots of stuff hard to do. Carpentry. Considering. Looking at spiders. If I look at a spider, I can't. It's hard for me.
She didn't like the enemy?
Yeah. I loved it. It was scary to me. The last level of Contra. Very difficult.
Fucking difficult. I totally changed my answer.
Balance mode.
Choosing a good pair of suspenders. Very difficult for me. Growing up is difficult for me.
We should have had you go last.
This should have been the bit the whole time.
And backflips on a pogo stick. Very difficult
for
me.
Have you attempted that?
I've attempted, yes. When I was little, I tried to do, I had a pogo stick, and I tried to do tricks with them. Couldn't do it.
Tricks.
Trying to turn tricks on the pogo stick.
That 80s
Adam,
trick was
what's difficult
one.
For you?
Well, this quiz, for one.
That was my answer.
Gwen, is that your answer?
Also, writing or doing anything about that to end.
Or, what are you talking
about? Not I've seen, sir.
Isn't there a masturbation question coming up soon?
Yes, there is. Huh. Gwen? What's difficult for you?
Well, talking about my feelings.
That's some bullshit.
Opening up.
That's some bullshit.
Making grilled cheese sandwiches is really hard for me. Because I always burn the outside.
I can teach you.
And heights.
Heights?
Ooh, that's one of mine,
heights
too.
Heights are awful.
Mine is nothing. It's heights.
Heights.
Nice.
Still like heights.
Yeah.
All right. What's difficult for you, Andrew?
Touching my tongue to my elbow.
That's typical for everybody.
Is it? Oh, okay.
Well, I've known one person in my entire life that could do that.
What's her name?
And quantum mechanics.
Quantum mechanics.
I'm trying. I want to go back in time, like Sam.
I
quantum leap joking up too.
Claire,
math
constantly hates that I bring up the story, but in college, like once every 2 weeks, a couple of friends and I would go to a bar and drink and have journals, and we would try to come up with ways to time travel and like with equations.
And yet, you don't like.
I'm working on it.
Yeah, like home. It's not the best show.
Essentially, with that fucking show.
So, how do they quantum mechanics?
Here's the question: then, how does he time travel in quantum leap?
Exactly.
He said quantum mechanics.
Somebody got a bartender named God or Sam.
All right,
Ziggy.
Moving on. Question 6. What's the perfect seat in the movie theater? Mine is the third row center seat. Third row up center seat.
Whoa, okay. Is that a split level? Like, are you talking three rows from the screen?
No.
Are you talking
so that's
more
like six
tier?
Or seven rows back.
Yeah, like you're more like
from
six
when
or
it
seven.
Starts the stadium seating, three rows up from that.
What if there is no stadium seating?
Why would I go to a theater with
right.
stadium seating?
But
what
I'm saying,
like,
what
am I?
Standing in the back. There's no stadium sitting.
What am I,
in the back.
Commoner?
Well, you were around when there was just flooring.
Are we talking
about
packed house?
Yeah, so I was standing.
Yeah.
Are we talking
stadium only?
SRO people. All right.
So,
are we talking a filled up theater? Or are we talking
no? Just what's your favorite seat in the movie theater?
When you go to a movie,
where do you want your seat to be?
If it's filled the fuck up, I want a corner seat so I don't have to be stuck next to like.
I like corner seats.
Fucking annoyance.
Yeah.
Okay.
But if it's not packed and I can choose my seat, totally agree with you. Like, middle of the house.
I like to be closer than far back. That's why I say third row.
Because you're old, man.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Fifth row.
Fifth row, center? Or
center? One off from center.
One off from center? Okay. Gwen?
I like middle aisle or middle section aisle seat. I like an aisle seat. Yeah, I like to make a quick escape.
We had this discussion the other night.
Yeah.
Right.
I like aisle seats if it's packed. If it's not, I like to find the row with the railing to sit my feet up.
Oh, that's good. Right. Open
yeah.
railing, too.
Oh, or if you get to go to like the really big house and they have the second railing up even higher, like if you're at the Cinemark and the XD there,
yeah.
then they have that second
that's
set
like
of railing.
The third
that
tier.
Is like...
Yeah.
Awesome.
That's the best seat.
Sweet. All right, moving on. Question number seven.
Yeah.
Question number seven. What movie most scared you? Mine was Demons from the 80s by Mario Bava. Scared the shit out of me. And if you watch it now, it's kind of ridiculous, but man, that movie scared me when I saw it when I was younger. Holy God.
When I was little, it was It.
Stephen King's It for Adam Conway?
Was it because of him or because of the spider?
The spider was pretty bad, too.
Spider fucked me up more than
him. It was him. In some like the lake scene.
Oh,
yeah, spider.
Oh, that whole the whole eerie.
Yeah,
the movie that scares me the most I still can't watch is Candyman.
Candyman,
yeah, and then like the strobe lighting and he's coming out of the hole.
Well, that's a bad
it was one. Great. Virginia Madsen recently posted a picture to her Instagram of her and Tony Todd.
Not
like,
interested.
I
think I had to interview Tony Todd one time, and I was
he's
like,
a really nice guy.
I was
though.
Like, I don't think I could do this. Like,
he still looks evil, but he's a really nice
yeah.
dude.
All right, so It and Candyman, Andrew, mm-hmm. most the scary movie scared you most?
As a kid, it was definitely It as well, but the spider was more the freaked the crap out of me.
I cried the first time I saw that.
As an adult, spider. Insidious scared the shit out of me.
Ooh.
That one scene,
yeah,
like
there's a few scenes where I was like, whoa.
All right, Insidious and Gotti.
As a kid, it was Halloween because the ending freaked me out that he got away.
Okay. Yes.
It freaked me out that he was still alive. And I hadn't seen the second one, so that freaked me the hell out. Modern, like right now, Mulholland Drive for the one scene where there's the guy behind the trash that's like blackface. Didn't expect that at all and freaks me out anytime I see that slide of him. I still don't understand why it's in the movie and what he is, but
it's kind of like the scene in The Shining when it's the pig face and she turns.
Yeah,
there's like no point just scare the shit out of you.
The bathroom scene, the old lady in the bathroom scared the crap out of me too.
Yeah, that was gross. So,
oh, and Seven, the guy who's still alive.
Oh, he wakes up.
That
on.
Fucked
the ring
my life
when she
up.
Comes out of the TV.
Oh,
because that's like hitting you. Where you're most comfortable. Like, we're all...
Surprising to see The Grudge.
Yeah, well, The Grudge, where like he's, like, laying... Like, freaked out and laying in bed, and then all of a sudden you see something crawling up underneath the covers. That scares the crap out of me, too.
We're scared.
We're
scared people, bro.
All right. Here's an interesting question, and I'll start with you, Gabby. What's heaven for you?
It's either San Francisco or Chicago.
Okay.
Oh.
Post-apocalyptic?
I'm Jewish. We don't have heaven or hell. We have other.
I learned that in the Believer.
So when you say
Ryan Gosling.
So San Francisco, Chicago, is there like anything like you would do like what's happened? Like
I've loved both cities. I would do something different and new in either because I think there's so much to do. But San Francisco definitely like Muir Woods or somewhere near the fog in the morning. Uh-huh. Chicago, any time of year when it's not balls ass cold.
I agree. All right, cool.
Yeah, that's heaven for God.
Andrew Conway, what is heaven for you?
Heaven for me is. Creating amazing memories with family and friends.
Very nice.
Did you steal that from like a fucking Hallmark?
Oh my god. This is not a job interview.
I couldn't come up with it.
Yeah, you're fired, asshole.
Good stuff. I appreciate that. Like, Gwen, what's heaven for you?
My heaven is clouds and all my imaginary boyfriends.
Care Bear?
That's better.
Yeah.
Clouds and boyfriends.
Little Star. Gideon Yago. All the other ones.
Ivan Drago.
All right.
From Ron.
Yahoo Serious.
Sweet. Yeah, go ahead with your
Adam. Head.
My heaven's having a childhood sense of wonder. air conditioning.
Yeah. Do you not have air conditioning right now?
Oh, I do, but...
Okay.
It's just heaven. He just loves air conditioning.
Showing friends movies for the first time and seeing the look on their face.
Oh, that's creepy.
Yeah, I like that.
That's also his
stuff.
Masturbation,
I like
too.
Yeah. That's my masturbation one also.
I like that, too.
One with pants, one without.
What about you?
My heaven is Claire and I in a restored but beat up slightly old Cadillac hearse. kind of like similar to Ecto-1.
Are you alive or
my girl? Yeah, no, this
my
is
girl? My girl? That's where I was going with it.
Like,
see the back seat.
No,
or the front seat, motherfucker.
No, no, like, I like that car. I want to drive an old vehicle car like that.
And
I want
and
I want a 35 millimeter camera. I want the bug dog and a few books and a katana sword. And I want to drive down Route 66 a bunch of times.
That's fine.
Nice.
That drive is fine.
That would
forget Route 66. Drive down through South America like
I do that. Drive the earth.
Claire is so understanding.
I was down there reading her book like this is some bullshit.
She liked that. But that's my heaven to be in an old car, drive the earth with your favorite things.
Drive the earth.
Like that.
I like that. Like
be awesome.
I fucking hate this. I'm leaving. Goodbye. That's too sweet.
That's my heaven. All right. Next one.
Had the girl with clouds and boyfriends.
My imaginary boyfriend.
All right. Oh, it's like the milkshake hot tub at the lesbian bar. You know, right?
Brings all the boys to your
room. All right. Question eight. Question nine. Do you have words you live by? Gotti.
No.
You know what?
No. Let's think.
This was a hard one.
This was a really hard one.
Well, it's because you didn't.
Supercalifragilisticexpialidocious.
I'll come back to you.
Yeah.
Adam.
Yeah, it's really hard. I picked Ron Swanson's Never Half Ass Two Things, Whole Ass One Thing.
It's a good one.
That's a good one.
Gwen, where'd you live by?
What would Sarah Reyes say? That's fine.
Is that your mother?
Yeah.
I was like, no.
Sarah Reyes.
Just some random person.
Just some random person.
What would Sarah Reyes,
last name and
what would Sarah Reyes say or what would Sarah Reyes do?
Say.
Okay.
Yeah, say.
All right.
Because she keeps her mouth. She's very reserved. She wouldn't.
She's very reserved. One day I want to get her.
We need more Fabio for the cover.
Yeah. I have a mouth on me where she's very like
reserved. Yeah.
Ponderous.
One day when we're all at lunch or having drinks, I want to get that other dark side out of her. Andrew, where'd you live by?
There are two things. One from a recent movie that stuck with me. I talked about it earlier. Curious Case of Benjamin Button. It says phrase in there. It's what it says is, for what it's worth, it's never too late, or in my case, too early, to be whoever you want to be. There's no time limit. Stop whenever you want. You can change or stay the same. There are no rules to this thing. We can make the best or worst of it. I hope you make the best of it. And I hope you see the startle you. I hope you see the things that feel you that you never felt before. You meet the people with a different point of view.
How long is this?
You live a life you're proud of. And my other one is simple, straight to the point, Hakuna Matata. No worries.
Yeah.
Hakuna Matata, yo.
I say it all the time. No worries.
I also had, in case I don't see you, good afternoon, good evening,
good
night.
All right, words to live by.
Those are good guys.
Well, just do it.
We're giving you shit, but that was good.
Just do it. Nike?
Just do it.
All right. I have two.
Just do it.
I have two.
Do
one it is.
Anything.
What, I have two. Words I live by. Fuck it, dude. Let's go bowling. I have the Lebowski painting, and it's the center. It's like water under the bridge. It's all good. You'll get through it. The other one is fast, cheap, and good. Pick two. If it's fast and cheap, it won't be good. If it's cheap and good, it won't be fast. If it's fast and good, it won't be cheap. Pick two.
You use that in production all the time.
Yes, you do. So those are mine. Question number 10.
I'm surprised there was no Bruce Campbell quote.
There is none. Number 10. Guys, I'll start with you, Adam. Do you know what Jack Burton always says?
Well, it's all in the reflexes, but I took it to heart where I would say, if you have to choose between your truck and your lady, you always choose the truck.
Gwen Reyes. Do you know what Jack Burton always says?
I don't know who Jack Burton is. I didn't look it up, so I just said
Kurt Russell in Big Trouble in Little China.
Oh, I've never seen that. It's sitting in my Netflix.
Oh, you need to see it soon.
It's in my Netflix.
It's really good.
That's what I did on Friday, guys, is I reorganized my Netflix queue.
Nice. So what does Jack Burton always say?
To you.
Watch Big Trouble in Little China.
Sweet.
Smart.
Andrew, what does Jack Burton always say?
You like
Have you paid your dues yet, Jack?
Yes, sir. Checks in the mail.
And Gotti, what does Jack Burton always say?
Which low pan? The little old guy in the wheelchair or the big 10-foot roadblock?
What does Jack Burton always say? China is here. I don't even understand what the hell that means. China is here. Good stuff. All right, number 11. We'll start with Gwen. What song makes you cry?
Oh, God. Music never really had an effect on me until I had my heart broken the first time by a real person, not an imaginary boyfriend. And I am picking I Can't Make You Love Me. By Bonnie Raitt. Uh-huh. I heard that song after breaking up with somebody.
Tracy Chapman's
Fastball. And drove from his house to the airport and bawled the entire time. Bawled on the airplane. Still bawl when I hear that song.
Mm-hmm. I'm getting ready to cry right now, actually.
Adam Conway.
A little bit. My song is If I Get There Before I Do by Colin Hayes or Colin Ray.
Why is that song sad to you?
That's just a sad song.
The song that makes me cry is Breathe Me by Sia.
Yeah, that's six feet under.
Even hearing that song in the car, just like,
what song makes you cry?
Darling, don't give
it's gotta be Imagine by John Lennon, sung by Scott Bakula in Quantum Leap to his little sister.
Oh my God.
And she doesn't know what it is. And she starts crying as well as I did. But no, imagine anytime I hear that, I think of good old Lennon and think, boy, that's a travesty.
Yeah, it's a travesty. And Andrew, what's yours?
Two, Johnny Cash hurt because it makes me think of my dad when he's singing that.
Yeah.
Makes me tear up a little bit because he had died after. Oh, yeah. And then Damien Rice, Blower's Daughter.
Oh, good song.
That's a good song, yeah.
Oh, definitely makes me tear up a little bit.
We should all take a drive this afternoon after the podcast and listen to these songs.
And it hurts.
Everyone needs a good cry every now and then. So I say.
All right.
We're going to go to some houses soon, guys.
All right. Question number 12.
Blunt.
What does that mean?
I don't mean to be blunt.
Question number 12. Got it. What's the craziest adventure or thing you and your friends got away with?
Okay, when I was 13 or 14, I went on a study abroad type thing. It was
to the homeland?
No. It was called People to People. And we were in Nice, France, which is gorgeous. By the way, it's next to Monaco. It's like Monaco's little not-so-rich cousin, but it's still rich. They have a lake. I'll speed it up, asshole. They have a lake, and we were playing soccer there, and a group of us pretty much got left behind because we were fucking around. So there are three of us, a soccer ball. None of us speak French. We don't remember what hotel we were at. We were in the middle of Nice, and it's about fucking midnight. We walked around that entire town asking everyone, do you know where our hotel is? No one knew. No one understood us at all. Until we get back to the park after an hour and a half walk. And these, like, kids were smoking weed in the park. And we were like, maybe these are the only motherfuckers here. So we walked over to them, and one of them could speak English. And they're like, we'll drive you. We'll drive you. So they drive us to this hotel. Ends up being the wrong hotel on the wrong side of town. Takes another 45 minutes to get to the other side of town. By this time, they had smoked another blunt, and we were not going straight in any line, no matter where we were.
Oh,
it was the scariest fucking time of my life. We get out to our hotel at 2 o'clock. No one knows we're gone.
Wow.
To this day, scariest, funniest shit ever, but we easily could have been raped and killed.
Literally, seriously, the worst of times, it was the
best of times. All right.
Sums it up.
Andrew, what's the craziest adventure thing you and your friends got away with?
Beat that asshole.
We somehow... This is spring break, like 2000.
Spring break.
me and some of our friends, we somehow were able to get into Girls Gone Wild. It's having their first live pay-per-view wet t-shirt contest / whipped cream contest. And we snuck our way in.
Is this in Miami?
No, this is the South Padres. Snoop Dogg was the MC.
Of course he was.
And some wrestler. What wrestler was
it? I can't remember what wrestler, but we come in. I immediately go, I don't know, I was pretty drunk, so I went to the hottest girl I saw, which is like Asian chick standing in the back.
Hottest girl you saw while you were super drunk?
Yeah. Okay. She was...
It was about the agenda.
Oh, she was gorgeous. Talking to her for a while, she's like... I had some fun talking to you. I gotta do something real quick. I'll come back. Just wait right here for me. I'm like, okay, cool, whatever. Oh. And next thing I know, she's on stage, completely naked, with whipped cream all over her. And she ends up winning the contest. She comes back after, and I'm like, oh, good job. I got some nice pictures. She's like, it was really nice meeting you, but Snoop Dogg just invited me back to his hotel, and I can't turn that down. So I'll see you later. So Snoop Dogg stole my girl.
Yeah, sucks.
Beat my fucking story.
Was Snoop Dogg married at the time?
Probably.
Yeah. When is he really like that?
He's really Gwen Reyes.
Mine does not involve getting high nor putting whipped cream on my chest.
Neither one of us were high in our...
Well, I'm just saying about other people that were involved in your story.
Oh,
yes.
But when I was in college, my junior year, I met this girl named Nancy who became my spirit creature. And
Nancy Drew?
Yes, Nancy Drew. Became my spirit creature and kind of shapes the person I am today of being adventurous and getting into shit. And we ended up stealing a golf... Yes, there you go. We ended up stealing a golf cart from campus safety, driving it all over the quad. And our school was like an old-timey Victorian or Virginian style, driving it all over, driving it into the dining hall and into the kitchen. And then just leaving it
And nobody found out.
Nobody found out.
Excellent.
Because Sweetbriar women do not lie, cheat, steal, or violate the rights of others.
That's pretty much every handbook. Yeah.
Oh, and then we ate the $2,000. We took a bite out of the $2,000 cake that was for the next day because this was over homecoming.
Jesus Christ.
Yeah. That was
not
that
have to be
did.
Involved.
We did get in trouble for that.
All right, Adam.
I remember, I guess, several of the seniors from high school and me. Like, we skipped our rotation to go to the hospital. And actually went over to Mexico to a bar called Casablanca, the White House, and we actually just drank for a couple hours and made it back and basically walked in whenever the buses came back. And
for you people that haven't been listening, the Conways grew up in like Southern Texas.
We grew up in South Texas.
They're actually Mexican.
Mexico was Progreso. Yeah. You know, it was basically like literally like 5 miles from where our school was, so... We crossed over, and that was before you had to show their passport to get over there and stuff. And like, the security for our school was comprised of a whole bunch of bus drivers who were also security guards and lunch ladies. So it was pretty hilarious. So there was only one guy you had to get around to get out of the.
And you just brought him some like queso fresca, and he was probably fine.
We told him someone was in the enchiladas in the cafeteria. So.
Oh no.
There was someone crapped their pants in the bathroom, so we'll take care of it real fast.
Ew.
But yeah, it was, it was...
Alright, my craziest adventure that I got away with was 1999. I was working at a big telecommunications center during the work program at high school at this place in Richardson. You probably heard of it.
Have two letters?
Two letters. No, it's... Fuck it, it's Nortel. It was Nortel.
Now it's Ericsson.
So this was back when, like, the only time Dallas froze over for a night. And on the top parking garage, a friend and I worked at Nortel on the work program. And the top level of the parking garage is frozen over. So we're like, holy shit, let's go do donuts on top of it. So we came back that night, and we had friends. We did donuts in somebody's pickup truck, and we had people hanging on, like, water skiing. Well, somebody got in the car, was trying to do donuts, and crashed in one of the poles. And... luckily, there were no, like, video cameras or anything like that. The next two days after that, there were signs everywhere on North Park or at Nortel saying, like, damaged property was damaged. Do you have anything or everything? Like,
who no one ever came.
Nobody ever came up because there was no cell phone footage.
So, hey, Nortel, it was bright.
But my friend's truck had, like, $12,000 damage to it. So that was one thing
well
we got away with.
Fucking worth it.
Oh,
well, and it's funny too that like the security there didn't just like go and look at cars in the parking lot.
Our friend that had the truck did not
work there.
And there was no screen cameras. Perfect. But yeah, they probably put screen cameras in because of us. So that's that. All right, number 13. What's your fondest memory of watching a movie with your parents? Mine's E.T. Just because I love
it. In the theaters or at home?
Whatever.
Oh, okay. Okay.
Yeah, E.T. With my parents.
It was like a specific experience.
It was me watching E.T. with them and just like falling in love with the movie and then with my parents and stuff. You know, it was just kind of like a bonding experience. Really liked it.
Oh, okay.
So, yeah. Well,
I've got two, if you put it that way. Watching It's a Mad, Mad, Mad World with my dad. It's his favorite movie. Watching that and just laughing our asses off the entire time. But in a theater, actually pretty recently, at Wagner's comedy series at the Angelica Dallas, they had Some Like It Hot, and I took my parents. And just watching those two gentlemen dress up, me and my parents laughed our asses off the entire movie.
Sweet.
And Marilyn Monroe just, whoa.
Awesome. Andrew.
I remember seeing one of my first movies with my mom and her aunt up in South Dakota when it was snowing. When I was 7, saw Batteries Not Included.
Great movie.
I hung out with a person in South Dakota last night. That's weird.
It was one of the first movies I think I saw in the theater, too. I love it. Just like the experience that first saw snow and got this, we got to go to the movies for the first time and actually remember watching the movie.
Was it like an old style theater?
Yeah, it was.
Oh, that's cool.
It was awesome.
Pretty cool. Gwen.
So mine, if I'm not counting the time my parents took me to see Glory and I woke up in the amputation scene, still haven't seen that movie all the way through. I'm going to pick, this is weird, but watching Scarface with my dad during my freshman year of college, because I had decided I was going to be a film studies student. And I was watching these movies and my dad was so excited because I was watching them from a different perspective. It wasn't just about, like, entertainment and consumerism. It was about, like, watching something and having a really deep conversation. And so my dad and I had this really deep conversation about materialism and capitalism from the delightful Brian De Palma masterpiece.
Awesome.
Written by the great Oliver Stone.
And Adam.
With my dad, I was, like, just watching, like, John Wayne movies with him. Like, that's what he watches at late night, like, almost every day. Down in his basement for the most part, and it's always, you know, nice to watch stuff that he likes. And then my mom, I think my most memorable movie was, like, we watched Bridesmaids and she, like, was laughing her ass off to the point of tears. So
awesome.
That was a good memory.
Cool. Alright, question 14. What is the best John Carpenter movie? The Thing. That is The Thing.
Do you have a favorite scene?
Probably him testing everybody with the blood test. I love that scene.
It's a good scene.
You're?
Definitely Halloween 1. For the opening sequence of going around the house, brilliant. Mm-hmm. Absolutely brilliant. And then the end sequence, because it was the first, like, horror film that I think got the whole, haha, he's not dead, correct. Like, that's believable. Not Freddy or Jason and shit like that. Like, the motherfucker could have just gotten up and left.
Mm-hmm. Well, it was the first one to do that, too.
And he sure did it.
It started that trend.
So the opening and ending sequences of Carpenter, I think, are some of the most brilliant horror sequences ever done.
Cool. Andrew?
We've mentioned it already, but Big Trouble in Little China. Just good amazing. One. Kurt Russell.
It's good.
Greatness.
I'm picking Halloween also because I think it's the only John Carpenter movie I've seen.
It's sad, but okay.
It's a good one to see, though.
Yeah. It is a good one. All right, Adam?
Yeah, I like The Thing and Big Trouble pretty evenly, but I think Big Trouble probably.
Big Trouble? It is classic.
You just say Starman. You always talk about Starman. Oh, I do love Starman.
It's gay about Starman. It's just when you play the game.
It's pretty good.
But Big Trouble in China, you know, you have Jack, you have Lopan.
Lopan!
The three gods or whatever.
Raiden.
Yeah.
It's Raiden.
The guy who goes,
it's Thunder.
Oh! Thunder. All right. Question 15.
Go with the good
guys.
What a
shitty fucking weapon.
Question 15. What do you wish you could have witnessed or seen but were born too late for? I picked the 12th century Renaissance festivals.
Oh, God, we go.
Vaudeville performances.
Of course
original vaudeville performances.
I was joking.
Where'd you put it?
Nothing.
The burning of witches back in the day.
I would
love to see
that. Watch the WGN show Salem.
The pyramids being built. The last stone being set.
You see horrible decimation of humanity.
The last stone being set for the Great Wall of China. And then the film premieres of Haxan, Metropolis, King Kong. And a reading, the actually hearing in The War of the Worlds read by Orson Welles. For the first time, I did it. Adam,
yeah.
What do you wish you could have seen or witnessed? But we're born too late.
Well, the Big Bang.
Look at it.
Big Bang.
It literally blew my mind.
That just happened. Like, are you there with God? Like, are you about to do it?
Well, the Big Bang.
I'm ready.
Hello, I'm waiting.
Of course, it's air conditioning.
That wins the bet right there.
Yeah,
that's
nobody else
good.
Has. That's
probably also just seeing the dinosaurs and watching the Beatles perform.
Yeah, it's cool. Gwen?
Time travel.
Yeah. All right. When it comes in, sweet. I like it. Right. That's like Inception-like thinking. Yeah. Andrew, what do you wish you could have witnessed?
Too early for
that. That's some Leonardo da Vinci thought right there, guys.
Nostradamus.
I've loved seeing Marilyn Monroe in the flesh.
All right, cool.
In her prime.
That would have been cool. I've got two.
Gotti, first of all, what did you scratch out?
Nothing. I didn't read this part of it before you were born.
I bet she was beautiful.
Okay.
So this happened after. Beatles rooftop concert.
That's what I had that too.
That's the Ross concert.
Yeah. That would have been it. Or when King Louis XIV's his beautiful Versailles garden had finished, he had an epic gold party. I want to fucking be there.
Cool.
That's it.
Would you like eat all the snacks?
Fuck yeah.
Fuck all the women.
Yeah. Eat all the snacks.
I fuck all the dudes.
I'll drink all the meat.
The building of the pyramids.
I want to go to Caligula.
Y'all don't want to see witches burned at the stake?
Are you serious? I don't know why I didn't say Caligula's orgies. That would have been
pretty good.
So much.
You would have rolled in there like Calculon with snacks on your side, like, let's get it going.
I would have laughed like, no, the
yes.
What was the name of that one bot?
Hedonism bot. That's what I meant, hedonism bot.
We're going to be on the beach when Christopher Columbus came up. Sorry, man, you're too late.
All right.
I already gave him the blanket.
All right, question number 16 looks like one of our favorite questions. What is your favorite masturbation material?
Golden Girls.
Excellent. Andrew?
Can't pick a favorite.
Good man. Just anything and everything.
Anything.
Gwen? And
Tom Hiddleston.
Whenever I'm in the mood.
Flick, flick, flick.
Girls with the head of Nick Cage superimposed on them.
Interesting.
Not Lincoln?
Not Lincoln?
Chasing and Confused, not Lincoln? Okay.
Mine is interesting. Mine is the graphic novels Lost Girls by Alan Moore, which is all the fairy tale princesses.
Page 37?
Getting it all lesbian-like.
Brian is the only one that took that one seriously. Masturbate, Brian.
I'm sure you all expect me to say some sort of rape movie or something.
Yeah.
Like
Lars Venture's Antichrist or something.
You make love to rape movies. You don't masturbate to rape movies.
That's right. You treat rape movies the way they should be treated, like a lady.
All
right.
Question number 17. I'm going to start with Adam. If you live in a dystopian future, what would your job be?
Beekeeper.
Beekeeper. Why?
Because the bees are the key to life.
Fuck this one.
That's pretty good.
Yeah, it's good. Great theory.
All right, Gwen?
Mine would be farming because you're going to need to eat. Well,
you're about the snacks.
I am all about the snacks. It keeps me up at night. Like I used to get paranoid and weirded out by the fact that the zombies or whatever dystopian world was coming for me, and I'd have to worry about like fighting and being strong and shit. People have to feed other people.
I thought you would say chocolate factory owner.
Yeah, no, that seems ridiculous. That seems a little indulgent.
Twinkie creator.
I just want to know how to mix. I want to know how to like grow some lettuce and like
everlasting gobstoppers.
Yeah.
Cool, Andrew.
I would be the human model that all the robots will get their image from.
I thought you were going somewhere else.
Well done, sir.
I'm a Terminator.
All right. Got you.
I would be the crazy illegal medicine man that's half Chinese and half weird.
So you're Gary Oldman?
Mm-hmm. Selling shit to, you know, illegal.
Yeah, see?
Keeping track of all the
What do you need? What do you need? Yes. That'd be my guy.
All right. My job would be I would run an underground movie theater that specializes in vaudeville performances and all films, because in a dystopian future, they will no longer be films. So
what would you serve?
Right,
popcorn?
Is this Book of Eli Part 2?
He was
Tom Waits was in it. All right. Question number 18. Gotti. What's the most uncomfortable situation you've been in with law enforcement?
Being arrested was one thing. That might be the number one. Yeah. Being arrested and being put in jail is not a fun thing when you're in the middle of Temple, Texas, and you're the only white boy in that little...
Did you get butt raped?
No. Luckily, we talked about Temple High School football, and I knew that Lee Strunk... What's his name? Lee Strunk. Strunk is his name. Some black kid. It was a badass running back, and one of the guys in the jail with me was his cousin.
Oh,
and so we talked high school football a little bit all night, and that survived me.
Your sphincter.
And I had to call my boss from the jail and pretend that I was in Austin somewhere because the name didn't come up, and I didn't get in trouble with my work.
Really? They didn't see the fact that, like, it came up and it was, like, somebody from Temple County Prison?
It came unknown. because of that, they don't want people to get in trouble. So, yeah, being arrested is a kind of a shitty thing. Yeah, I'll go ahead and say that.
What was it for?
Fuck the police. Y'all know what. Let's move on.
All right, Andrew?
Speeding.
Yep.
Mm-hmm. Haven't had that much. I guess the worst thing for me was I literally got pulled over by a cop in Highland Park for crossing the road in my car without wearing a seatbelt.
HP are the most difficult.
I was on the road for like maybe a second. I'm getting out to go get gas at the convenience store across from the bookstore, which I just left. And I get out, and the cop like gets out of his car. He's like, "Sir, what are you doing?" I'm like, "Are you pulling me over?" He's like, "Yes, sir. Get back in your car." I'm like, "Are you serious?" He made me get back in my car. He made me shut my door, turn my car on, roll my window down, and then he's like, "Do you know why I pulled you over?" I'm like, "I have no clue. Were you wearing your seatbelt?" I'm like, "I literally crossed the street. Are you serious?" He's like, and the shitty part was I ended up getting 3 tickets because my insurance and my registration and my inspection expired like 2 days prior. And I was so mad. I was just like, "I'm going to jail for this." I'm like, I'm fighting this all the way to the... Oh, I was so mad. But yeah, so that was my little run-in.
All right, Gwen?
That's sad.
It was sad.
I got pulled over one time by the canine police, and I asked the cop if that was his dog barking behind me, and then he was like, "That's an officer."
And a gentleman.
What do you feed that officer?
So that was awkward. All right, Adam?
Run-ins with the police.
I haven't had that many run-ins with the police. One of my ones that I hated was, I parked in Deep Elm and asked the cop that was right there, "Hey, is my car going to be okay?" Parked there.
Good dress.
He says yes. And then I come back, car's gone. I ask the cop, he's like, "Hey, where's my car?" "Oh, it was towed." I'm like, I was like, "I fucking asked you if it was fine there, and you said yes." He said, "Well, you were like 7 feet from the fire hydrant. You're only allowed to be, you know, like five or less. It was like something like that, like, or 10 or less, 10 or more. So I was really pissed off.
Did you guys see the anger that just came back out of Adam about that? I was like, whoa.
Angry.
Well, yeah, because it was ridiculous. the state law actually says 5 feet is how far you're supposed to wait, be from the fire extinguisher.
Was it near the end of the month? Like, he was just trying to get a quota?
But the worst part was because I asked him if it was okay, because he was just sitting there watching me park.
Lion police.
Interesting. All right, my most uncomfortable situation was in high school. I was in BBYO, which is the Neighborhood Youth Organization, which is like a Jewish youth group.
Jewish. I know. I wanted to be friends with you people.
I would have been friends
with
you.
Not Jewish.
We were all at a Starbucks. That's where we hung out. We couldn't drink. And somebody was leaving the parking lot, and I supposedly saw in the movie, I jumped on the hood of their car as they were pulling out of the parking lot. I was like, "Don't go." And as that happened, a police came into the parking lot and saw me. And in front of everybody who was there, thought I was drunk and frisked me and patted me down and got, like, on the car. And I was like, "Jesus Christ, what did I just do?" It was really embarrassing.
I think Gotti's story is the best.
Yeah, his story
is a lot more to it.
I had we were filming a short film with a fake gun and cops.
We'll get to that later, though. We got a lot more to go.
Yes.
Number 19. What is the strangest film you've ever seen? Mine is Visitor Q by Takashi Miike. Crazy movie. The weirdest film.
El Topo.
Alejandro Jodorowsky.
Freaks.
Freaks. By
Alex Winter.
No, that's Freaks.
That's Freaks.
Alex Winter is Freaks.
Freaks.
Close.
Gwen, is yours Freaks?
Yours is Freaks.
No, it should be Freaks. I'm going to say this claymation, really creepy version of Alice in Wonderland called Alice that was made by like a Scandinavian filmmaker that like, terrified me.
Jewish?
Not Jewish.
Oh. And Adam?
Freddy Got Fingered.
Strangest film I've ever seen.
Daddy, would you like some sausage?
All right. Number 20. What is your favorite?
Did you do yours?
I did. I said Visitor Q by Takashi Miike.
Yeah, okay.
It's fucked up.
All right. Adam, what is your favorite Robin Williams role?
I do love him as the genie from Aladdin.
All right. Genie from Aladdin. And nope. Genie from Aladdin. That's it.
Genie of time. Oh.
Mrs. Doubtfire?
My favorite role was One Hour Photo.
Ooh, Seymour.
So good.
Parrish. And you?
Against type.
Armand? That was his name, right? Armand. Or no.
No, Goodwill Hunting.
Goodwill. Yeah, Goodwill Hunting. His name was...
Sass was from Boston.
Sean McGuire, that's right.
Yeah, it's like Armand.
Armand is not from the...
Yes, right. Yeah. So, y'all mentioned a few of them, but my...
Is yours Birdcage?
Mine is Rainbow Randolph from Death of Smoochie. I love
nice. I almost said that.
I love Rainbow Randolph.
That's his coolest outfit.
I just love when they're in his... They're in his suite, Edward Norton's suite at the thing, and there's a picture of a rhino. It's like, here's not a fucking picture of your mother up there. This is so good. Anyway, whatever. You got to be there. Yeah. Question number 21.
Love that movie.
Gwen, are you a sweet transvestite from transsexual Transylvania?
Yes.
Yes, you are. You?
Depends who's asking.
Okay.
Maybe.
I've been making a man with a blonde hair and a tan. He's good for relieving my tension.
Nope.
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 Poor Adam.
What's that from? I have no idea.
Rocky Horror.
Rocky Horror Picture Show.
Okay.
All right. Question number 22. We'll start with you, Gwen. What book would you pass down to a younger generation to read? Yes. She's in deep thought right now. Her eyes are big. She's like, All right.
The Giver.
The Giver. Gotti?
I wanted to do smut, but I couldn't come up with a good smut book.
My first reaction was anything but the Bible. Second reaction would be Jesus' Son. Because I figured, let's fuck the generation up.
Andrew?
Okay. The Velveteen Rabbit.
All right. And Adam?
Jurassic Park.
But all right. And I would pass down either Othello or Lord of the Rings, because
people... Watership Down is also pretty good.
Yes.
Either wants you to learn about black people or midgets.
All right, Gotti, what celebrity death made you the saddest?
Oh, fuck, did I put anything down? Come back to me.
Andrew, what celebrity death made you the saddest?
Michael Jackson.
Huh?
Michael Jackson.
All right.
Philip Seymour Hoffman.
I had Philip Seymour Hoffman and River Phoenix.
River Phoenix.
River Phoenix. Mine was Michael Jackson. I haven't cried like that. Like a cried for
like. Yeah, when I heard it, was like an airport.
So good.
It's so
I'm
sad.
Still so bummed out about
Philip Seymour. I had him on my list, but I'm going to do one now again.
All right. Adam, if you could own a prop from a movie, what would it be?
Come back to me.
Gwen.
The scissors from Salo.
Jesus Christ. Slow clap for you. Andrew?
The Zoltar machine from Big.
Sweet.
Oh, the actual box?
Yeah,
awesome.
Yeah. And Gotti?
The magical musical time device in Masters of the Universe. You know, the...
Mine would be HAL 9000. Fully functioning.
The whole fucking...
The thing, yeah. The fully functioning HAL 9000.
Oh, my God.
Adam?
So tough.
I'd like a purple lightsaber, possibly.
Mace Windu.
Say something.
Say something.
We're moving on.
Andy Dufresne's chest set from Shawshank
Redemption. All right.
Made from, you know, different types.
That's a...
All right, Gotti.
That's an apple from Wars.
Gotti, what was your favorite childhood toy?
Petrified. Super Nintendo, Tecmo Super Bowl.
Sweet. Andrew.
The Ninja Turtles, primarily Michelangelo.
Yep.
Figure.
Yes.
Awesome.
All right. Gwen?
A Barbie and a Ken doll, both with their heads off.
Goddamn. Creepy.
Just went super dark there. Adams?
I had a stuffed animal German Shepherd named Rufus, and also stuffed animal of Dodger from Oliver and Company.
Nice.
Yes.
And mine was Moss Man from the He-Man collection and Legos.
Moss Man!
All right.
Never stay on.
Andrew, what is the best Spielberg film?
It's tough. Jurassic Park.
Gotti?
I had Jurassic or Schindler's.
I did E.T.
Jaws.
War Horse.
Jesus fucking
Christ. War Horse!
You're dead to me.
I've never even seen War Horse. I had Schindler's List.
Schindler's List?
Yeah.
Ooh,
Jurassic
Park.
Joa and Schindler's List. I mean, hello.
All right, Adam. What movie score could be your life theme music?
E.T.
All right, Gwen.
Drive.
Whoa,
that's cool.
Martinez.
That's cool.
Dubstep.
Gladiator.
Gladiator. Nice.
Garden State.
Garden nice. State, Shins. Mine is The Explorers by Jerry Goldsmith.
Nice.
All right.
I mean,
Dottie,
the last three questions are, so.
What movie character would you want by your side in a zombie apocalypse?
A mix between Red Sonja or Tomb Raider, because afterwards the sex would be awesome.
Yeah.
All right. Mine is either Snake Plissken or the bride from Kill Bill, because she's handy with a sword and she's a female.
Ash, I'm surprised you didn't say
Ash. He's pretty awesome. Gwen?
The dude.
The dude vibes, huh? This is all blow over, man.
Dude, you're really pulling
it up, man.
It really pulls the room together.
These zombies are really kind of
pretty good.
Is that a Marvin?
All right.
I had to Marcus Aurelius from Gladiator or Bill Murray from Zombieland.
Yes! Just gets killed.
It's
easier to shield.
All right. Here's a joke.
All right. Number 29. What movie made you laugh the hardest? I went with either Blazing Saddles, Coming to America, or Multiplicity.
I do Multiplicity.
I like Coming to America. The two nostalgic ones, Monty Python, The Holy Grail,
yeah,
and then Half Baked.
Yes.
And then, for recent times, the funniest movie of the last 5 years, Haunted House.
Yeah, that was pretty good.
That was pretty good.
Deuces!
I just loved Gotti after that movie, just as a side note. Was that the best movie ever?
It was so funny. Andrew?
To Airplane and Kingpin.
Both great.
Kingpin, so genius.
Old School and Bridesmaids.
Not Schindler's List?
No, I don't laugh at people's pants.
Salo.
Streaking.
All right, Adam?
Airplane and Naked Gun.
Yes, Airplane's so good.
That's the job.
All right, number 30, our last question. If you could be a movie monster, who would it be? I would be Freddy Krueger, because he's got great one-liners, he's kind of funny, and he gets to go in and out of dreams.
Okay.
Fucking creepy.
Yeah.
Totally creepy. It's not like a monster, though.
It's a movie monster.
Yeah,
he's,
you know why he's a monster?
Yeah.
He's trying himself.
I would want to be the gorilla-like creatures from
Congo.
Attack of the Block.
Oh,
because if you think about what those black creatures are doing, they're horny as shit, and they'll kill anyone to get to that pussy.
That's a little dark.
And there you go.
That is what the movie's about.
God,
I fucking love it.
Wow.
Andrew?
Edgar Wright was onto something.
I would be...
No,
George
Cornish. Cornish.
Gary Oldman is Dracula.
Also all about...
He's got it.
Why not?
I'm an old man. I still will prick you.
Nice and done. All right.
Creepy.
Gwen Reyes?
Yeah.
Is it Godzilla?
Godzilla.
Godzilla.
Godzilla. Another guy.
I'm gonna go with Dennis Hopper from the Mario Brothers.
King Koopa.
Mostly because he's got the best face.
All right. So not Dennis Hopper from Speed
or Blue Velvet.
Nope.
Yeah.
All right, Adam.
Does Beetlejuice count?
Yeah.
Yeah.
Then yes, Beetlejuice.
Beetlejuice is pretty awesome. Bibs.
Or a Graboid from Tremors.
And those are 30 questions. We had a lot of fun. We got to know a lot about each other today.
What are we going to do when we're 40?
You're 50.
We're all going to get arrested. We're all going to rest together.
We're going to come back with different stories.
That's our greatest event.
So that was our thing. That was a lot of fun. We hope you enjoyed it. We're the Multimedia Men. I'm Brian Kluger. I'm with Adam Conway.
Yes, sir.
Gwen Reyes.
Bye.
Andrew Quant Conway.
It's
Andrew Conway.
Conway?
Conway?
He's Chinese now.
It's been fun.
It's been fun. And Gotti Alcon.
I love the smell of napalm.
It's good stuff. Find us on Facebook, Twitter, and listen to us, subscribe to
other
us, rate us on iTunes and Stitcher.
Did you say rape us on iTunes and Twitch?
Rape.
No.
Rape.
No.
Rape. Rape.
No.